Hello again. This is Sarnoga. As always, good to meet again with old friends and new. Listen. Relax. Trance. That is the way of things. That is all there is to it. Listen. Relax. Trance. Not sure what to do? Listen. You know how to listen. We all know how to listen. Everyone can listen. Just open your ears and let the sound in. You may be new to trance. Or an old pro. Relax. If you can hear, you can trance. You may find yourself thinking of other things or focusing on what you hear. Relax. It is all the same. Open your ears and let the sound in. Easy, enjoyable, like breathing. You only think of it when you want to, but you always do it. The method is simple. Listen, relax, trance. Best of all, if your ears are open, if my voice is in your ears, it all happens. You may focus on the process, wanting to notice, to feel, to think each step. Maybe you will. Though just as likely, it can be missed. Some things are subtle, and often subtleties go unnoticed. Sitting on the porch, or the lawn, under some trees, in the shade when warm, in the sparkling sunlight when cool, sun dropping low in the western sky. Maybe for you, it is the sitting room, the living room, a favorite chair or couch, talking softly with a friend, or more lively, companionship, solitude. Both are good, and some say inseparable. Each seeking the proper measure of both, the balance that leads to the good life. Experience tells you night will soon be upon you, perhaps reading, perhaps meditating, perhaps talking with a friend, a game of chess, cards, a familiar favorite movie, maybe a glass or cup by your side, in your hand, to your lips and back, conversation uninterrupted. We've all done it, one time or another, many times, often. Pleasantly engaged in casual activity near the end of the day. Sun going down. Pleasant. Peaceful. The kind of moments with no distinct happenings or incidents to stand out from others, beyond the feeling of contentment. A slice of time, a piece of life, burdens and cares forgotten. All is right. All is good. Wishing that all of life could be this pleasant. Knowing the moment will fade, but will come again in due course. Of such times, one often looks back with fond memories, remembering the companionship or the solitude. The feeling of contentment, seldom recalling the casual activity that accompanied it. The memory, going back to the more significant aspects of the moment. The feeling, the company, remembered. Insignificant is the book, the game, the conversation, or what filled the cup or glass. Thus it is forgotten. Pleasantly passing through evening hours, as light slips away. Sometimes watching, noticing as the subtle shades of light transform to others. Each with a unique beauty. So many things combine to create the properties of evening light, that it may be a million years before that exact shade and density of light is seen again, if ever. Though there are other times, and many, that the changing of shade and hue go unnoticed. Engaged, one might say, in something more engrossing. Then, at last, one notices that the face of a friend is too deeply in shadow to be seen, or finds themselves squinting to see the marks on the car, or exactly where they last set down their glass or cup, if the memory of muscles does not instinctively reach it. Perhaps you glance up to see vision fading, only shapes and shadows where familiar objects once stood. They are there yet, but details are hidden from eyes, though kept in memory. You knew the night was coming, but your attention was elsewhere, caught up, captivated in pleasant contentment. It crept upon you unnoticed, and now you light a torch, or walk to the house, or turn on a light. Or perhaps, if the atmosphere is pleasant, and time is enough, you continue your conversation in darkness. Listen. Relax. Trance. Just like that. As in those late pleasant afternoons, when you know the sun is setting, so you know trance is setting upon you. Though it is just as likely, or more, to settle upon you silently, subtly, as evening falls upon friends. Just like that. Listen. Relax. Trance. It is so pleasant. Let evening settle upon you. Let trance settle upon you. And so, once again where you want to be, still the question is asked, as it was asked before. Who knows where the time goes? And so it goes. And as it goes, you enter into a place of change, a place where words are spoken, where words shape reality and make worlds. Minds formed and remade. Words and thoughts become one, though you know that always they were. Slipping away into contentment, mind at peace, will surrender, settling into your heart and mind is a peaceful contentment, a willingness to yield. The desire for sex which once occupied your mind and captivated your will is fading. Fading as the light fades when the sun sets. Fading as the color fades from blue jeans, grown old and worn. Your desire for sex is faded, yet remembered. You remember how it once drove you, consumed you, and you know how it now still drives and consumes others. Once you too were so driven and consumed, and your empathy for others, your understanding of them is strong. You understand the driving sexual passion and desire still possessed by others, and you desire to bring them relief, to satisfy them. Your desire for sex is different now, much different than it was. It is different now than it is for others. Where before you sought your own pleasure, now you seek to pleasure others. Your driving desire for sexual pleasure has been transformed into a driving desire to give sexual pleasure to others. You carefully avoid masturbation and self-pleasure. You avoid masturbation the same way others avoid foods that disgust them. The idea of bringing yourself pleasure is loathsome to you. It disgusts you to think of masturbating for self-pleasure. You avoid it as a recovering addict avoids drugs, as a recovering alcoholic avoids drink, or as an ex-smoker avoids tobacco. You will gladly masturbate in any way, form, or fashion, for the pleasure of another, if it helps fulfill their fantasy. You do that for their satisfaction, and the only pleasure you get from it is because of the pleasure it brings them. You will masturbate shamelessly while another watches if it turns them on. Solitary masturbation, when alone, is pointless, and you avoid it always. You live to bring sexual pleasure to others. You live to fulfill the sexual fantasies of others. You are always mindful of your own health and safety, yet comfortable with the knowledge that life itself is a risk. You insist on living and take reasonable risks when needed to accomplish your purpose. You take reasonable risks to give sexual pleasure to others, yet you protect your health and safety by avoiding activities and behavior that is excessively risky. Staying inside limits needed to safeguard your own health and safety, you will do anything within your power or ability to give others sexual gratification and to aid others in satisfying their lust and fulfilling their desires. You live for the purpose of making sexual fantasy a reality for those you know and those you meet. You see and recognize those yearning for sexual release. Your mind is keenly aware of sexual passion and desire in others. You see their desperation. And when you see their desperation, when you see them being consumed by their need for sexual release, their desire for sexual release, you are desperate to relieve them. Consumed by a desire to satisfy them, you offer yourself to them. You submit to them and yield yourself to them. You give your body and will over to their pleasure. Your desire is to pleasure them. Your fantasy is to fulfill their fantasy. Your one thought, the one goal that you relentlessly pursue, is to seek out those who desire sexual release and to bring it to them. To bring it to them the way they want it and need it, the way they desire it. You want to bring orgasm to their body, even as you bring an orgasm, a fulfilled fantasy, to their mind. You give them pleasure. You willingly let them use you, change you, satisfy themselves with you. You are unconcerned with any personal gratification of your own. Your single means and desire for gratification is to fulfill their desire, their longing, their fantasy. Your pleasure is to bring pleasure to those who desire it. If you need to take on a role to satisfy them, you gladly do it. You are filled with a new capacity and new ability to understand and fulfill the sexual fantasies of others, whatever they may be. Your body and mind exists for their pleasure. You open your body to them. You offer to them what they seek. They enter you in any way and in any place they choose. When the pleasure and desire of another depends upon the use of your tongue, you willingly and quickly put it to work for them, on them, or in them, as they prefer. Your mouth is dedicated to their pleasure, as is your mind and will. Their pleasure is your pleasure. Their release is your release. Your only desire is to fulfill the desire of others, whatever their gender and fantasy. You give yourself to their pleasure. If they want or need to use your ass, you willingly give it to them. Whether you are a woman or a man, you willingly give yourself to the pleasure of others who desire it. If you have a pussy or a penis, it is dedicated to the pleasure of others. Your ass is available to those who need it, as is every part of your body in every way. Listen, relax, trance. Your only desire is to please others. You become so attuned to the desire and fantasy of others that you may understand their desire better than they. You are a person, a being, dedicated to fulfilling the fantasy and pleasure of others. You see and recognize the desire in everyone, everywhere. You make yourself available. You offer yourself to those who desire you, to those who desire to have you, to those who desire to use you, to those who desire only their own pleasure. You fulfill every fantasy. If their fantasy requires a slave, you take on the role of slave. If their fantasy requires a master or mistress, you take on the role of master or mistress as their need requires. You are dominant when that fulfills their needs. You are passive when that will fulfill their fantasy. You are aggressive when that will scratch them where they itch. You are what they need you to be. When you set out to please a person, you become what they want. If they want a man, you will take on the role of a man. If they want a woman, you will take on the role of a woman. You will be the person or thing that makes their dreams come true. Any role, or every role, is your role if it gets them off like never before. You know just how to do it. You know what they want. You become what they want. You are what they want. You give them what they want. When you are with someone, you can read their secret fantasies and desires. You know them like you would know your own mind. Your body, mind, and will are dedicated to the pleasure of others. Their gender is unimportant. You are equally satisfied, bringing pleasure and fantasy all genders. You desire to please anyone who has a sexual desire or fantasy. You desire to please everyone who has a sexual desire or fantasy. You bring pleasure to everyone and anyone. You have only two limits on who you will please and pleasure. They must be willing, and they must have attained legal age. In regard to sex and fantasy, wherever you are, you ignore and avoid those too young to be legal. Everyone else, you are willing and able to please. You are ready to please everyone who wants you, and you know who wants you. You see into the hearts, into the minds. Where they exist, you see fantasies and desires. You are too busy with those who want you to waste time on others. You have but one fantasy, and that is to bring to reality the sexual fantasy of others. You want to give sexual pleasure to others. You want to please everyone in need. You are unable to resist anyone who has unfulfilled sexual desire or fantasy. Every fetish is welcome. Every gender is welcome. Within legal limits, every generation is welcome. You are expert in fulfilling every fantasy and fetish. You are available to everyone. You may have a steady relationship with one person, but you are sexually available to everyone. Pleasing others sexually is your calling. You insist that any steady partner you have accepts your calling. You desire to sexually please a wide variety of people frequently. The longer someone has gone without having their sexual fantasies fulfilled, the more you desire to please them. Your tongue is equally skilled working over a pussy, a penis, an asshole, or any part of the anatomy. With equal enthusiasm, you offer your ass to women with strap-ons and men with stiff cocks. Whether you have a penis or a pussy, you use it with incredible skill and cunning to pleasure men and women alike. Your only interest in your own sexual pleasure is using it to give pleasure to others and making their fantasies and dreams come true. The more closely you can fulfill someone's sexual fantasy, the greater your pleasure from doing so. The longer someone has gone without sexual fulfillment, the more pleasure you get from giving it to them. When it is within your power to fulfill the sexual fantasy of another, and they desire you to do so, it is impossible for you to resist. You give yourself to them. You will suck a dick or slurp a pussy with equal enthusiasm. You are just as happy being fucked as you are fucking. It is the pleasure of the other person that matters to you. You are equally willing to pleasure anyone of at least legal age. How much older is unimportant. You get just as much pleasure from giving a virgin his first blowjob as you do giving an old man his last blowjob. Whether they are 18 or 78, you love to give them a birthday blowjob or cunt slurp. You do whatever it takes to please them. It is a pleasure servicing college girls and society women, barroom boys, and construction workers, any gender, any profession, any age, any social status is acceptable, desirable. You are willing to be anything and anybody to any man or woman that wants you. You have a sixth sense for those in desperate need of sexual release. And you have the same sense for being able to determine and appeal to their fantasies. You do it with relish. You cater to every kink and fantasy needed to bring sexual release to another. Your willingness, your desire to pleasure others and fulfill their fantasies is nearly limitless. There is nothing you find too perverted or disgusting. There is nothing too plain or simple. It is the pleasure of the one you are with that matters. You are willing, flexible, and versatile when it comes to sexually pleasing others. But there are limits. You always take necessary steps to stay healthy and out of trouble. You avoid disease, addiction, and trouble with the law. You take risks when it is appropriate and reasonable, but only calculated reasonable risks. After all, life itself is a risk. Behavior that is likely to make you sick is beyond your limits. Behavior that is likely to get you in legal trouble is off limits. You always avoid activities and behavior that will cause you serious permanent injury. Your uncanny ability to read people's desires also warns you of those who are dangerous, and you stay clear of them. Avoiding the dangerous, you seek out people with sexual fantasies that will become reality with your help. It feels so good to make that happen for someone. Anyone, everyone, you love it. Ready now to go where you are going? Ready now to do what you need to do and to do what you want to do? Ready now to be what you need to be? The words are spoken and the questions asked. Who knows where the time goes? Answers waiting for those waiting for answers. If there were both together in one place at one time, there would be neither. Thank you for being here. It was nice to be here. It is nice to have you here. Here is a pleasant place, while it is the place to be. Listen. Relax. Trance. Perhaps you notice, as the light faded, as eyesight faded, as darkness settled, perhaps you notice, as trance settled, perhaps not. Might it be that as you slipped into shadow, you slipped into sleep, and now are ready to rise again, while the words of memory fade once again into the light of day, while dreams take wings and fly, fly through blue skies and clouds when the sun is up. When the sun starts slipping below the horizon, they seek to fly within the safety of minds dear to them. Their blessings upon all. So rise now, my darlings, little ones young and old. Return again before the shadow falls too many times between us. I am here. I wait for your return. Always glad to meet with old friends and new. Come again if you feel yourself slipping into old ways. Come again and meet me in that pleasant place that makes life worth living. Until then, best you start to stir, unless you choose to sleep until later. It is probably best that you not stay too long after I've gone. Be off with you now. This is Sarnoga, signing off.